Have my falling apart Bible this morning. The cover comes off of it. Isn't that neat? The Bible can fall apart, but the word inside never falls apart. Amen. The memory verse for today is really neat. Turn to Psalm 19 in your Bibles, if you will. Pastor Kev, I loved what you said. You talked about the political debates, and then you talked about, but there is no debate. King Jesus, hallelujah, we don't have to vote on him, huh? I mean, we vote on him once, and we just keep voting for him, and we never have to even consider anyone else, right? Amen, never. Psalm 19, verse 7 is our verse for this morning, and in the inside of your discovery, on the front page, they always have, inside front cover, they have kind of a theme for the month, and it says, this month, you, O Lord, keep my lamp burning. My God turns my darkness into light. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is flawless. He's a shield for all who take refuge in him. Wow. Which brings us to the memory verse for this week. No wonder they chose this verse out of all the readings. And in the King James, it says, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. Wow. What is the law? It's perfect. It's perfect. And it does something. It converts our soul. There is power in it. Converting, life-changing power in it. I'm going to go back now to discovery. Number one, there are new ones back there. For those of you who don't have one, please pick one up. It's a wonderful little daily devotional. And we read on Wednesday the explanation of the memory verse. But I don't want it to get away from us, so I'm going to read it this morning, a portion. They say, surprisingly, the psalmist now links the radiance of God's handiwork. Now look down in your Bibles at verse 1 and 2. You see it talks about the heavens, and it talks about the night, and it talks about the sun in the first part. It talks about the firmament. It talks about his handiwork. So the psalmist now links the radiance of God's handiwork in creation with his law. Far from restricting God's law to a series of dreary negatives, thou shalt not, he uses such words as perfect, reviving, joy, radiant, light, and pure, more precious than gold, sweeter than honey, as the psalm goes on, great reward. How different than the way so many mischaracterize and never know the richness of God's word. And then it goes on and talks about how do we apply this truth to our lives. How do I view God's law? How do you view God's law? How do you view it? Do I see a frowning policeman as we look at God's law? I used to. I used to see a frowning policeman before I really got to know him and sit up on his lap and have real communion with him, issuing a negative list of do nots, or a loving creator whose longing is to make wise the simple. That's his longing. It's his desire for us to become wise in his law and give light to the eyes. And then it goes on and it says, how do we pray about this? And the prayer for Wednesday is, Lord, give me a greater desire to know your word and to let it be a lamp unto my feet and a light for my path. How true, how beautiful his word is. And he doesn't. It's not the heart of the Father to sit there like a great policeman in the sky, but he wants to be that loving creator. He wants to have a love relationship with us, and he made it possible through the beautiful provision of grace that he's given. He provided that for you and I, that we might not look at him as a policeman. You know, it's really sad. That's how some of the Jews looked at him. They really did, because they couldn't get past that. They couldn't get into the relationship with him that Jesus provides for us. I am so thankful and I am so grateful. Let's stand, and I want us to read the verse out of the Message Bible. Let's say it together. revelation of God is whole and pulls all together. The signposts of God are clear and point out the right road. The life maps of God are right, showing the way to joy. The directions of God are plain and easy on the eyes. Wow, it's neat. He gives us light. Are we going to sing about light this morning? And where do we get that light, Pastor Cal? Amen. Let's go for it.